Master, wake up!
Master, wake up! Wake up! Master, the Israelite leaders, all of them are here. They want you.
Send them away. It's too early for me. What? They want me? At this hour? What for?
They have a prisoner with them. They want you to sign his death sentence.
Tell them to come back later.
Master, this sentence has to be signed immediately. Something to do with a religious festivity starting today.
Oh, well. I need their support now that Tiberius is against me. Hand me my clothes. I'll deal harshly with the prisoner. He must be someone they hate and want punished quickly. All right, I'll accommodate them.
Quiet! His Honor, Governor Pilate enters.
Oh, revolting hour to get up. These stupid Israelites better have a good reason for this or I'll, So this is the prisoner. He doesn't look like a criminal to me. Looks more like a nobleman or a king. Calm, dignified bearing. Criminals show their guilt. This man shows no guilt, fear, or defiance. These crafty Israelite leaders are up to some of their shady tricks. What's the prisoner's name?
Jesus of Nazareth, Your Honor.
Heard of him. Wife's told me some of the wonderful things this man has done. Cured the sick, raised the dead. Raise the dead? That takes superhuman power. Well, these elders and Pharisees think they'll use me, but they'll not. Not this time. I'll demand that they file definite charges against him and prove them. Scribe, ask his accusers to come before me.
Your Honor forgets that they will not enter a Gentile's place for fear of defiling themselves.
No, one of their silly religious laws. All right. I'll go to the balcony and talk to them from there. You, down there. Which of you bring charges against this prisoner?
We, the judges of the Sanhedrin, do, Your Honor.
Who is he? And why have you brought him to me?
He is a deceiver called Jesus of Nazareth.
What accusation do ye bring against him?
Your Honor, if he were not a criminal, we would not have brought him before your court of justice. Just sign the death warrant, Your Honor, and we leave so you can finish your sleep.
Seems as I remember hearing that this man raised to life someone who had been dead for several days. Before signing anything, I want the charges against him fully stated and proved.
Is not our judgment sufficient, Your Honor?
If it is, why bring him to me? Take him and judge him according to your own laws.
We already have, Your Honor.
What was your sentence?
We found him worthy of death, Your Honor. But it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Take our word for his guilt, Your Honor, and sign the death warrant. We will take all responsibility.
I will sign nothing until you bring charges against him.
Your Honor, may we have a few moments for consultation amongst ourselves?
No request granted.
Let's make it appear Jesus is condemned on a political charge and not religious. But how?
I recall that a few weeks ago Jesus said something about rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. All we have to do is find someone who will testify that Jesus taught just the opposite of that.
But that would be perjury.
Perjury? As if you minded.
Your Honor, we are ready to continue the trial.
Call your witness.
Take the stand. You know the prisoner.
I do.
Tell His Honor the Governor what he said to you.
Well, sir, the prisoner told many lies about Israel and Rome. He absolutely refuses to pay a tax to Caesar on the grounds that he himself is Christ the King.
Your Honor, may I remind His Honor that the witness, in that one statement, testified to three charges, each of which is worthy of the death sentence. First, the prisoner lied about Rome. Second, he refuses to recognize Caesar as emperor. And last of all, he claims that he is king.
I don't believe that this man, so calm and meek, is guilty of such a charge. It is entirely out of character. I am convinced that this prisoner is guilty only of standing in the way of the ambitions of some of you Israelite dignitaries, including you, Caiaphas.
But, Your Honor, this man...
Quiet! I shall question the prisoner myself. Art thou the king of the Israelites?
Thou sayest it.
Your Honor, I call upon you to witness that the prisoner himself admits to the crime with which he is charged.
He is guilty! He is a liar!
Do you not hear all the charges and vileness they are saying against thee? You stand there and answer them nothing. Do you disregard all this because you do not care to save yourself? You take their insults and mockery without retaliation. They deserve the death sentence, not you. Come with me to the side chamber. I would find out the truth. Of a truth, art thou the king of the Israelites?
Askest thou this of me because you want the truth, or because others testified that I said it?
I am a Roman. Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me for a trial and justice. What hast thou done?
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, then would my servants fight. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
Art thou a king, then?
Thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that desires to hear the truth heareth my voice.
What is truth? Oh, no, I cannot wait for an answer. The mob outside demands that I give them an immediate decision. Come.
Liar!
This prisoner ye have brought to me, I find in him no fault at all.